Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on The Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? Got the homie Dominic Wilson, dope, great co-host. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Great to be here once again on the greatest show on earth.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Let's get straight into it, man. Hey, the black comedy films that shaped America or shaped around the world that people to this day could watch, whether new or old. What's your opinion on that? And, like, what's some of your greatest?
Some of my greatest? I got to start off with, you know, no disrespect to any comics out there if you don't make it on this list. But the first one that comes to mind is Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Red Fox. Yeah, and the guy, you know, Red Fox, he was, man.
He was dope. Funny.
I still watch Fred Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah.
Facts. I mean, you know, it's a TV show, but, you know, he was still in movies.
Oh, yeah, but that show is a legendary classic.
Legendary classic. You can watch that. You big dummy. You can watch that all.
Yeah.
You can have a bad day, put that on, and you would just, you forget about your troubles. Because Red Fox will make you laugh.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Like, and you can really see the dynamic of how impactful he was. Like, even if you watch a lot of movies, black movies or just movies period, on like and how they do their comedy, they really took a lot from him. And they say that's the greatest compliment, is when you take something from another actor or, you know, artist or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's a great compliment, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you remember the dynamic between Red Fox's character Pops and the dynamic of Esther, which is his dead wife's sister. That dynamic was crazy. You know, he would always talk about how ugly she was, and you know what I'm saying?
It's like, I'm coming to see you type shit. I feel
yeah,
like
I'm
heart
coming
attack.
To see you, Elizabeth.
Hey,
you
that shit real.
Yeah, I remember, man. Oh, my God. I can remember so many times I was dying laughing on how he just killed her. She come in there and he just murdered her. He yeah. Like, you old ugly gorilla cookie face. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nah, you know who else is like that? Martin.
Oh, yeah, Martin. Dope.
Classic.
Dope.
I think, like, Martin, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? That
Tommy
show.
Tommy still ain't got a job.
Facts. What? Hey, he got so many classic, iconic episodes.
Yes, he does.
Hey, same thing with Will Smith.
R.I.P. Tommy.
Facts.
Yes. Yeah, Will Smith. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fresh Prince. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Family Matters was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Family Matters was funny. Like, these, man, there were some great comics, man, coming in the game, and they killed it, bro. Like, they really helped shape what we have today.
Oh, yeah, facts. Hey, look.
They laid the foundation.
Who, like, even on some, like from transition from shows to films, it's a lot of great black African Americans, comedians that killed it on the films. You feel me? I think Cat Williams, Mike Epps.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, it's a lot. Hey, you know, even though he's not black, you know who, I mean, I consider him black. He like light skin. You know what's a white comedian, G, that I like, every time I see him, like, I laugh so hard, I hold my stomach type shit?
Who?
Gary Owens.
Gary Owens?
Gary Owens is funny as fuck. Hands down. Hey, he in my top five.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hands down, G. Like, on some comedians, his stand-ups, he's better than at least, like, 90% of African-American comedians. No disrespect.
You say so. No, I'm not.
No disrespect. You feel me? Like, even though it's Black History Month, I ain't trying to get canceled. But, like,
you
feel me? But, like, hey, Gary Owens.
Oh, Gary Owens, a white dude. Oh,
yeah.
For a minute, I couldn't remember who you were saying. But, yeah. Wasn't he on BET, too?
Yeah, all that, bro. He did everything, bro. You know what You know what I'm saying? Like
he was funny, but I can name a lot of comedians better than him.
Hell no, nah. Gary Owens stand on business, and he's consistent though. You know what I'm saying?
He is. He's definitely consistent. You know what? I don't even know why we didn't mention this, but I think, you know, the founders of In Living Color was, for me anyway, I can remember.
Oh, yeah, the Wayans family?
Oh, my goodness, man. They killed the game, bro. I watched, man, what, bro? Ooh, let me go, baby. Oh,
Jim Carrey? Gee, Jim Carrey.
They changed. Listen, that was my life. What? Homie, don't play that.
He said, hated it.
Hated it. What? Hey, let me tell you something.
Hey, that shit was funny as fuck, G. Like,
funny, real funny.
Hey, if only that would have, like, if it would have lasted longer, because I think it lasted like 5 seasons.
Yeah, but if, like 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah, like, if that would have lasted longer, oh my God. And that birthed a lot of legends. Like, that.
What? Man, if you think about all the comedians that was on there, oh my goodness, it was, the list goes on, bro. Like, For real, it'd be, we could talk for hours about all the comedies, the comedians that was on that show, bro. Like, for real. Yeah. Like, the skits, the everything was like, so, it was better. Look, to me, it was better than SNL.
Way better. Better than Wildin' Out.
For real? What? Man, Wildin' Out got nothing on Living Color. Living Color was so dope, bro. Oh my goodness! You can, if you study Living Color, you can become a great comedian.
Yeah, facts. I definitely agree.
Just study it. Watch it all day for 6 months straight, or however long, and you would become a great comedian. Because their timing, their skits, it was like they was doing things that was at the time, like everything was just so dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my goodness. Oh man, I can remember so many. I don't want to spend too much time on one particular, but talk your shit. Like, okay, do you remember in the Living Color when they used to do a skit of a homeless man?
Facts. Oh yeah, he had the pickle in the jar.
Yeah, and he had a booger collection.
Yeah, hey.
He's like, "Look over here, this is my booger collection." Oh my goodness, and he played the drums. He did the voice. It's like, damn, dude, really. Even though I just seen this dude in another skit, he's like a whole new character. That's the whole thing about it. It's like, even though you see these people in different skits and they're different people in those skits, every time you see them, they're a different person that you've never seen before.
Facts.
They're the actual, that's great acting and great, bro. They had great comedic skills.
Wanda, Jamie Foxx. When Jamie Foxx and Tommy Davidson got together, it was a wrap. You knew it was going to be funny as fuck.
Oh, yes, it was, man. Everything they did was so funny.
Gee, did you see the one when Tupac was on there and he was trying to get in the club and it was security and they wouldn't let him?
I don't remember that one.
Oh my God, I'm gonna send you the link. Gee, hey, I showed my little girl because like she's fans of them now. Like she don't know about them when they was younger. Like I definitely put her onto a couple of the episodes. Gee, all that shit on YouTube. And shout out to YouTube, man.
Oh yeah, definitely shout out to YouTube. I'm so thankful that people are still allowing this information and those things to still be out there so that people can still gravitate towards them and it can possibly change their lives and their perspective on how things are today.
Oh yeah, big facts. You know what I'm saying? Huge facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even their sister Kim Wayans was dope. And you see the films that they do, that they put in their children and their grandchildren.
Yeah.
See, and they all talented.
Man, I'm gonna get you sucker is a hood classic.
What's that?
I'm gonna get you sucker. The movie is.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get you sucker. Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in
Come
the hood.
Come on, man. Even your boy, Hollywood Shuffle.
Who is that?
That's Robert Townsend.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. He was dope. You know what I'm saying? He was cool.
I know.
Hey, look. Let me ask you this question though. Since we're speaking of black actors and comedians, right? Out of all the shows and films you saw in your life, who was the best TV dad?
And the best TV dad.
Yeah, Uncle Phil was definitely top three.
I was gonna say Phil because Phil allowed stuff to happen that I ain't never seen that like stuff like that ever.
Yeah, you feel me, Dad?
But
Bill Cosby too.
Cosby was a great father.
Yeah, Pops from the Wayans brother was dope.
Oh yeah, he was dope. He was fun. Now let me tell you, Pops my top because he's like my pops. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey. Like he's like everybody pops in the hood.
<That's>
you know
right.
I mean? Like everybody pops. Like if you from the hood, man, you know somebody that's like Pops. You know
I swear
what
to
man?
God. He said, "One my love,
uncle.
Go bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang."
That listen? Shit funny
man,
as
dude
fuck.
Was great, man. Man, R.I.P., man. Dang, he
a
was
legend.
A good actor, man. Legend
yeah.
in the game, man. Legend in the game. Don't get me wrong. You know, the very, very first actor that I was thinking about, though, like, I got his face in my head, but for some reason, when it comes to, like, naming him, I couldn't name him. I'm like, well, what the heck is this dude's name? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the first black person, like, ever on SNL. I want to say the first time that it opened up, he was on there, like, the very first year. And he was the reason why they actually have a pause in live television because they didn't know what he would say. He would just curse and do crazy stuff all the time.
Damn.
And like he would be like, you know, he said crazy stuff. Like he was a great comedian. Don't get me wrong. Some of the greats, great. Like he's a comedian that like, Eddie Murphy looked up to and a lot of the older comedians gave him a lot of props. You know, he did have his things he went through, but dude was great. He was a great comedian.
Hey,
what's up?
Like I don't mean to cut you off. The principal from Lean on Me, I think even though he wasn't a father, but I think he was a dope. He had a dope impact on those that was fatherless though in that film. And then I think that kind of conspired, you know what I'm saying, switched over to those in the hood type shit. Like that,
I think
that
so
could
too.
Relate to it.
I would say the same thing.
But who was you talking about? You said the first black man on SNL?
Yeah, his name was, dang.
Like what?
I'm so sorry.
What was he in other films?
Yeah, he was in a movie called Stir Crazy. He was in a movie called, like the toy or something where he was a toy of the little boy. And man, he was in so many good movies too. He was a funny dude. And I'm so mad at myself that I can't think of this dude.
Hey,
man,
no, look,
he's
hey,
one of the greats.
Look, no, you know who's funny as fuck as and relatable as a father in the hood?
Who?
Terry Crews when he did Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh yeah, Terry Crews his role in that movie was listen.
Nah,
let me tell you.
The show. It was the show. Everybody
know,
Hates Chris.
I know. The show.
Yeah.
He was
with that cheap
a good
shit?
TV
yeah.
dad. He was super cheap. Like,
that's
like
real
I said,
shit.
Once again, he's a character that everybody can be like, dang, man, that's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much is that? Let me give you $20.
Yeah, hey, no, did you see the episode where it was Halloween and they was trick-or-treating? So he bought everybody generic candies. And
yeah.
And instead of Butterfingers, he bought them Butter Thumbs. That shit was
yeah.
Hey, that shit funny as fuck, bro. That shit real.
facts. Man, there's so many funny things on there, man. And that's one thing I can say, man, like I'm very thankful that we had the opportunity to watch and to know some of those comedians and actors because man, they made our life a lot better, a lot brighter.
Good
like,
times.
Like I'm sure
too.
They didn't know. Oh, good times.
That father.
Come on, man.
Gee, JJ, he put them kids in line for real.
What? JJ.
Hey, folks, fool though. JJ was stupid. Damn. That theme song is classic. Good times. Hey,
yep.
That shit real.
Anytime you really need it.
Hey, I swear to God. Damn. But that's dope though, man. Like just to be able to witness that era of TV dads, man, it's priceless. And I'm pretty sure we definitely missing out a million and one different ones. But just the ones, salute to those that we are missing. But the ones that we name, bro, like definitely shaped the black family, bro, in the hood and probably around America too, and the world type shit. You
Oh,
feel me?
yeah.
Real shit. What's it called? But like Pops, hey, to me from the Wayans, definitely top three. Pops, Uncle Phil. Oh, Carl Winslow was cool.
Oh, yeah, he was.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's relatable. Who else? Like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, you know what I'm saying? Can't even think of something right now, but like they definitely, a motherfucker was funny as fuck. Uncle Phil though, Uncle Phil, I'll probably say, like just being there for his kids, bro. Like that made everybody in the hood without a dad wish they had a dad like that. You feel me? Like real shit. Shout out to Uncle Phil. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
For real, for real.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil, man.
But yeah, I
Yeah,
mean, huh?
he was a really good TV dad.
Oh yeah, but hey, but Bill Cosby though, legendary. His role and like his smoothness and you know what I'm saying. Like he wasn't doing too much or you know what I'm saying. He wasn't doing too little. He was just right.
Oh yeah, he was just right.
Yeah, especially on some Rudy shit. Like Rudy. Rudy was a motherfucker, G. She turned out beautiful, G.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Oh yeah, she was. Really, 1-2. Yep.
But
1-2.
G, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you up. Thanks, definitely
Yeah.
an honor to have you on the show. You feel me?
So let me tell you this. Richard Pryor was the guy's name I was thinking about the whole time. I don't know why it took me
Oh,
so
Richard
long
Pryor
to think
was on
about
SNL?
it. Yeah, he was on SNL.
That's why he was the first one.
One of the first ones. He wasn't like, I don't believe he was part of the actual cast. He was just like, I believe he was on the first episode, if I'm not mistaken. And he was the reason why, like, or the first year, like they was on television. They had him on there, and like they were so scared because you know SNL is like live TV, and they were like, "Man, we don't know what this dude. We gonna put him on here, and he might say anything, and then people gonna be shocked."
Oh yeah.
So they had a pause. Like that's how you get the pause in live television now, is because of him.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. Black history, learn something new every day.
Yeah. He was a great man. The voices he could do, the people he could, like he was amazing. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm
I
gonna
don't know.
definitely
Yeah.
check him out. I didn't even know that he was that type of actor. You feel me? Where
Oh,
he
he
could.
was great. He was great, right? You can learn a lot from Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Hey, you saw that movie called Ghost Dad?
No.
Wow, it was Bill Cosby where he got killed in the beginning of the film, but he ended up turning into a ghost and only his kids could see him. And then like he could still be around type shit so his kids wouldn't feel like they was fatherless. That
Dang,
film
that
was
sounds so
dope.
familiar, man.
That movie dope, bro. When you get a chance, that it's called Ghost Dad, definitely look into it.
Oh, I can remember a lot of movies that he was in. He was in this movie, I think, called Nuns on the Run. I'm not 100% sure.
Damn.
But he was in a movie where, like, they were like, him and Sidney Poitier was in it.
Yeah, they was the two main go-tos back in the day, though. They got a lot of films together, a few films together.
Yeah, no doubt. Bill Cosby was he was like he was a stand-up comedian. He was like Richard Pryor in the sign too, a stand-up comedian, but the difference was like he was more like mainstream. And so people heard more about Bill Cosby, like, oh, Bill Cosby, he was like clean. Because, you know, back in the day, you had like Bill Cosby and you had like, what's dude like Dolemite, right? Like, Dolemite was like, man, he was like a hood comedian. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But Bill Cosby, he was more cleaner. You know what I mean? His comedy was for everyone. But he was more talked about because it was an audience that was like, oh, I wish more comedians were like him. But it was just because the comedy he did was different. You know what I mean? But he did the best he could do with what he had, and it turned out great. Like, don't get me wrong, I can listen to some of his comedy right now and be like, dang, that's really good. But he's not my top 5 or 10 or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people from back in the day that, hey, what was that lady's name from Harlem Nights? She was like,
Della Reese, I think her
classic.
Name.
Yeah. She's, yeah. Did you ever see the show she did called Touched by an Angel?
Yeah, I seen it.
She was in that Thin Line Between Love and Hate with Martin. She was Martin. Martin.
Yeah, she was on Fred Sanford's on too.
Oh, damn, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that was the episode where she was on there.
Oh, that's what's all.
Probably more than one.
That's what's up. Hey, you know who else was a good dad, even though he wasn't black, but he was a good dad to the blacks, to African Americans, Different Strokes.
Oh yeah.
Like, what you talking about, Willis?
I like What's Happening too back in the day.
Oh yeah. Definitely What's Happening.
I wanna say they had What's Happening, then they had What's Happening Now. Which starred Martin Lawrence was in there.
Oh damn! What was a rerun? Was that rerun in there or no?
Yeah, rerun was in there.
Oh yeah. That was dope.
And the lady who had the restaurant.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. That dark skinned lady.
I think she was like more fair skinned.
Who was that one like? Well, I think this little sister name was D. Remember? Like the little sister, and she used to always get on their nerves or try to be a part of what they had going on.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was it that same show or no?
No, I think that. I can't remember, actually. Dang, it's been so long, man.
Yeah, classics, though, bro. It was so many classics.
But I remember, I think that was Janet Jackson's character that you talking about, maybe.
No, it wasn't around with Rerun and shit.
That was all the same time. What's Happening, I believe, in Good Times was around the same time.
Right, but I know Janet Jackson was from Good Times, bro. Everybody knew that. You know what I'm saying? But it just, D was like the baby sister of one of them shows. I
can't remember.
Yeah, it was before our time.
You heard me. I want to say you're right, but then again, I don't know. I watched a lot of episodes of Good Times. I watched a lot of episodes of What's Happening.
Oh yeah, do you remember A Different World?
Good Times. Oh yeah, come on, man. Different World. That's our era.
Yeah.
Like that was cool. That was cool. Like it was like. Different World was kind of like a Spike Lee joint. You know what I'm saying? It reminded me of like Do the Right Thing a little.
Hey, you know what? To keep it a buck, I don't ever remember seeing Do the Right Thing.
What? Spike Lee is a great director.
Yeah.
Man, he's a great director, man.
Damn. But G, it was a lot, bro.
Yeah, it was a lot, bro. And I can't believe you didn't see it.
Hey, 227 was dope. Do you remember them with the girls?
No, I don't remember that.
Damn, sister, do you remember Living Singles?
Yeah.
Oh.
Could be you.
Yeah, the Steve Harvey show was okay.
Yeah, that was alright. That was alright. The Mac show was funny.
Oh, yeah, the Bernie Mac show, classic.
Classic.
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac, G.
Man, rest in peace, Bernie Mac, man.
Moesha Chicago. Was cool.
Yeah.
Smart was Guy was decent.
Oh, yeah, it was cool. Cousin Skeeter.
Yeah, Half and Half. Nice.
Yeah, those are good shows, but those ain't, like, the shows that really made a difference in my life. Like, half and half, sister, okay, sister was like, was good. It was good. But, yeah, I was a little, you know what I'm saying, like, it didn't really, like, transform my life or anything. Like, I'm like, ooh, sister's on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hanging with but Mr. One, Cooper.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. But one show I do remember, like, stopping everything for was Living Color. That was number one. Number two was Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah, Martin, too.
Martin.
Keenan and Kel was classic.
Yeah, that was a classic. Yeah. That wasn't showstopper.
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
But I ain't stopping everything just to watch Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, I agree.
But Martin, oh, man. Man, be quiet, man. Don't talk to me, Martin. No.
Oh, yeah, you remember In the House with LL Cool J?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Carlton, too, was in there.
Yeah.
I think that's an actor, though, that I don't think get a lot of credit that's been in a lot of, he did Carlton? A lot of stuff. Yeah, Carlton played a lot in a couple of big shows.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, Fresh Prince wasn't his only main thing. Like, I know he went on to do some films and host some game shows.
Yeah, he be hosting something on TV now. I don't remember what the name of it is, but he's definitely doing his thing. And I'm glad Alfonso something.
Alfonso Ribeiro, something like that. Wrote.
Yeah. Big ups to you, man. Big ups to you. You staying relevant.
Yeah, facts. Like, cause you know, like to keep it's all like, even though it was a lot of great African-American shows in the 80s and 90s, it's a lot of actors that played one role and they only know them for that one role, even though right. they succeeded in other areas. Like, I think one person I think is Family Matters, Urkel. Like, even when I see him in other shits, he's always going to be Urkel.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And that's sad at the same time.
Yeah, and it's like he played in a lot of other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he did a lot. I think he even hosted some TV shows.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like
Didn't
Uncle
he,
Phil.
Did he host Rippy, Believe It or Not before?
I believe so. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure exactly, but I know he hosted something similar.
Yeah, something like Rippy or something. Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. Like, you, I mean, but that's not just with just African-American actors, though.
No, it's not.
Like Al Bundy gonna always be Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Like no matter what,
he's been in
a hell of films. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for the wife actually made a big name for herself, like outside of that TV show.
Yeah. Oh, what's it called? Aunt Viv. What's Uncle Phil's wife when she did other roles? Like, cause you know she was a dancer.
Yeah.
Like, she always going to be, you know what I'm saying? Ashley Banks going to always be Ashley Banks. You feel me? Like, nobody calls about her real name.
Tatiana, right?
Yeah, like, no, it is. But I'm saying, like, don't nobody, when they see that name, she's still going to be Ashley Banks.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. When I was young, I thought she was the coldest chick on TV. I liked her.
For real?
So oh, yeah, she was gorgeous to me, man. Tatiana Ali. Listen, let me tell you some of the prettiest girls that I used to like on TV. Jada Pinkett.
Facts.
Tatiana Ali.
Vivica Fox was gorgeous.
Vivica Fox was cool. She wasn't like
she
my
was
top.
Gorgeous. What?
She wasn't my top.
Lisa Ray was fire.
Nah. Yeah. Lisa Ray was cold, but she wasn't on TV.
Yeah, true. I mean, she had a sitcom.
Yeah, later. I'm talking about, like, where, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
Like, I'm
Nia Long was gorgeous.
Man, Nia Long, you took the name right out of my mouth.
She
Nia
gorgeous,
Long.
Yeah, she knew she was
Tyra
gorgeous.
Banks.
Tyra Banks, no, oh, she alright. She was okay.
Pretty. I thought she was pretty because they had her in, like, a natural, like, she looked like, it was just like a college student, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. They didn't have her like glamorized or nothing. You know what
oh,
I mean?
What's she it called? You know who else I crushed on? Brandy and Moesha.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's a it's a couple other ones. I think how what's that other girl? What's the sister? Damn, I can't think of her. Hillary was beautiful.
Yeah, she was beautiful, but she was a lot older than me.
Oh yeah,
I mean, still, not a lot older than me, but you know.
But she still, was
old enough for like, me to be like, oh, she's pretty.
Oh yeah, but I mean.
But I wasn't like, ooh, she I want to be like. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. If we gonna talk about beauty, me personally, my top two. I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong. I could be 100% wrong. But Halle Berry got to be up there.
Oh, yeah. Like, bro, but
Halle
no
Berry
surgeries
is
or
so
nothing.
Gorgeous. And Stacey Dash. I like Stacey Dash a lot.
Stacey Dash is okay, G. I think Sanaa
Lathan. She was gorgeous.
G, Sanaa Lathan looked better than her.
I think so, too. I think, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's hard Sanaa to say. Halle Berry, oh, my goodness. And it's a crazy thing. It's like, she, I don't know, like, it's just...
She do it so naturally.
Yeah, it's so crazy how gorgeous she is, man. She Halle Berry, baby, really?
Yeah, my husband made songs after her.
Halle Berry, baby!
I swear to God.
She's old, fam. Yeah. I like her a lot. And, hey. I'm appreciative of her.
Now, hey, you know who smile always made me smile?
Who?
Janet Jackson, when she was younger.
Oh yeah, like, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, like I'm talking about G. Like when she smiled in the screen, like on TV, it made me smile, thinking she was smiling at me, type shit.
Ah, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. When Halle Berry died in that movie, man.
What movie she died in?
Yeah, you know that her boyfriend was the she had a boyfriend and Bruce Willis is in it.
I never knew she died in the movie, G.
Yeah, she died early in the movie, man.
You saw the movie called Losing Isaiah?
Yeah, that was like one of her first roles, wasn't it?
I'm not sure if it
they
was one of the first.
They had told her, I had heard a rumor that the director had told her she was too pretty to play in that movie. And then in the next day, like, she like dressed all dirty and like bummy and like, deglamorized her face as much as possible and was like showed up on set and like they didn't even recognize her like from the first time they had saw her and they was damn. Like oh you got the role
damn that's crazy
I know like she's a great actor bro
yeah true it's a couple of dope actresses G like you know what I'm saying that's fire. What's the column? Whoopi definitely is stamped.
Man, hey, Whoopi cold.
Hey, no, you know who else is a good actress, but I don't think she kept it up. Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill is good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think she kept it up or was consistent like that with it.
Nah, she wasn't. Unfortunately, she wasn't.
Yeah, it's so many. Man, but Sanaa Lathan was my everything growing up. Love and Basketball is a classic.
Oh, super classic.
Yeah, man. In your opinion, was Menace to Society or Boys in the Hood?
Oh, man.
Hey, to me, hey, I think Menace to Society better than Scarface, G.
Listen. Menace to Society or Boys in the Hood?
Yeah. Menace to Society
man,
for me.
It's hard, bro. It's hard to say, but.
Ricky!
Yeah. Boys in the Hood is hard.
Yeah.
I like Menace to Society.
Yeah, I'm all right, but because, Boys in the Hood not far behind.
No, definitely not, because I like Lorenz Tate. When I was a kid, I wanted to be like that role of him. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I wanted to grow my hair out. My mom would not let me. She was like, "Oh, you not grow your hair." I'm like, "Wow, come on, mom." She never let me grow my hair out.
I wanted
the plaits just like him.
Now look, hey, that was one thing about. films back in the day, bro, compared to films of today. Back in the day, you wanted to mimic and act just like the character. You feel me? You saw on TV or in the films. Now, I can't name one movie or film that can make someone say, I want to be just like him. Like, you actually mimic them, good or bad. You feel me? For real. That's one of the big differences, for real. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you too long. You feel me? Definitely an honor to have you on the show once again. You feel me?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it for allowing me to be on the greatest show on earth.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Hey, till next time, there you have it. Dominic Wilson, Smith, let's get it. Yeah.
Hey.